second show. Your guitar, it sounds so sweet and clear, but you're not really there. It's just the radio.
Hello, everybody. That was Superstar by Sonic Youth. And this is Lily's Lips, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Whoa, it's Tuesday. It's 8:04 a.m. And it is early, but it's beautiful outside. And I have so many songs I'm excited to play. I've been listening to a lot of Sonic Youth recently, and I used to only know Superstar by Sonic Youth, so I was expecting songs like that, but oh, little did I know, that is not what the Sonic Youth sound is at all. Okay, so yeah, today I basically have a big range, more of a range than last week in terms of genre, but next up we have Feels Blind by Bikini Kill, which is a really fun song, and I hope you'll enjoy. Bye.
Taking it.
So, that was So Begilled by the Sound Carriers. They're such a good band. You guys should all go listen to them. That's the Sound Carriers. And before that was Feels Blind by Bikini Kill. Wasn't that such a fun song? Didn't that just really wake you up? Hey Fiona! I know you're listening, so I wanted to say hi and thank you for listening. Next up, we have Benzy Box featuring CeeLo Green by Danger Doom. Oh my god, I cannot speak. Danger Doom, otherwise known as MF Doom, otherwise known as Mad Villain. He recently passed. It was very, very sad. So we're gonna play this incredible song. Because, why would we play anything else on this show? Okay. All right. I hope you guys enjoy.
And turn on the mic with a thumb stroke, subtle touch, cuddle clutch. Is this thing on like the fling with Mrs. King Kong this spring gone? Sing a song of slap happy crappiness. He came to blow like it was strapped to his nappy chest. Surely I jest. The best on a wireless mic, not an eye test. Yet I digress. But why stress? Try and remember when maybe bit the tender skinned baby Silla Gwendolyn. The type to hit and run and go tell a friend. Word to El Muerto, Cucaracha, exoskeleton. He know, flow like interstellar wind. Toe a rap gin by his toe into hell again. 1-2 check, me too. Loose wreck, see through your gooseneck EQ.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty, la la la.
If I may interject, rap these days is like a pain up in the neck. Cornier and phonier than a play fight. Take two of these and don't phone me on the late night. The beat won't fail me with more rhymes than times he washes hands and feet daily. And all that kerosene ain't cheap. Villain been deep since a teenage creep peep. He always was a gentleman and kept a pen and a pencil in his mental den. Right there next to where the Rolodex was before it turned up all burnt by his solar plexus. He don't know his own strength when he's on the bonus like the microphone's length and width. Ain't it funky like dingy socks? Feel the full effect off cassette in your Benzy Box.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty, la la la.
Everyone, again, it's me again. So next up we have a song called L.A. by Elliott Smith, and I just wanted to say, there's a siren, I don't know if you can hear it, but Elliott Smith is, he's not from where I'm from, but he lived in the same neighborhood as me, Echo Park, Los Angeles, in California. And so I feel especially close to this artist. There's murals of him near my house. I know he lived walking distance from my house until the tragic day that he died or potentially was murdered, depending on what you believe. But yeah, I hold this artist so close to my heart and I haven't played him yet on air, so I really hope you guys Enjoy. Okay, just wanted to preface that. I'll stop talking now.
Thank you.
Again. So, that song that we just heard was O Dove by Men I Trust, and I specifically played that because I'm seeing them live tomorrow. How fun is that? And after that, I'm going to be playing a song called Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat because I'm seeing Thundercat on Sunday, so this week is very eventful in terms of live music for me specifically. Before O Dove by Men I Trust, I played An Appetite by Sweeping Promises. Sweeping Promises is a very cool band. Should have more recognition than it does. That's my personal opinion. And then before that was L.A. by Elliot Smith, as I said. So yeah. If there's any tickets left, you guys should come to Men I Trust or Thundercat because it's gonna be so fun. But yeah, Men I Trust is Wednesday, tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then Thundercat is Sunday at probably also 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy. And then after the Thundercat, I do have a little surprise. I have a Muse song because I don't know about you guys, but when I was young, like elementary school, I was obsessed with Muse. So it always stuck with me. I think they're a good band, but part of me is like, do I just love them because it's nostalgic, you know? I guess who can say? But I'm sure a lot of you guys listen to Muse as well, so, you know. Okay, well, enjoy Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat, folks.
Close and let me squeeze you tight through the night. But baby girl, how do
everybody. even though I do love Muse, I personally cannot get through that song all the way, so I'm really sorry to do this, but I am. That's why I cut it short. I don't know if that's allowed or if that's radio etiquette, but you know what? It's my show. I also wanted to just give a little shout out to one of the Dragon Ball Durag lyrics by Thundercat. And it says, I may be covered in cat hair, but I still smell good. And I just, every time I hear that, I really giggle. So I just wanted to, you know, talk about that. Anyways, I also have a little announcement. I have a couple announcements. My first announcement is an announcement I'm making for the radio show from, and I'm going to talk about, this is a PSA. So, today's PSA is walking is good exercise. Little did you know. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. So, remember everyone, walking is good for you. I really hope you learned something from that. Also, I'm going to do a little self-promo right now. I'm a new tattoo artist learning, and I'm giving free tattoos to people who are willing to get a tattoo from someone that's still learning. So, if you are interested, I'm an artist, so I paint and everything, and this is just, yeah, I love tattooing. It's so fun. I've done it a couple times now. They turned out good, I think. You can message me at LilyPietArt on Instagram, LilyPietArt, LilyPietArt on Instagram, and you can look at my flash designs, you can DM me. Yeah, I just really love it and I want to do it more, so I thought that I would just tell all, 18 of you. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed Uprising by Muse. I think it's kind of a funny thing to play on this here show. Next we have Persephone by Cocteau Twins. If you guys know anything about me, you know I love the Cocteau Twins, so let's hear that. And after that we got Hands in Your Pockets by the Shacks. Okay, I'll stop talking now.
We'll be right back.
everyone. So that was Persephone by Cocteau Twins. I wanted to give a shout out to Henry Whitford. Henry Whitford is my friend from New York, he's not from New York, but he's in New York, and he's listening, and I thought that was so nice. So thank you, Henry. You are on air being given a shout out. All 18 of you guys now know his name. All right, so, oh, and I'm supposedly giving Henry a tattoo, so, you know, if Henry Whitford's getting a tattoo from me, you know, you guys, everyone else should, right? Okay, so next up, Hands in Your Pockets by The Shacks. I'm gonna be honest, this is the only song I like by The Shacks. I really, really tried to, find other songs by them that I liked. Maybe I like one other one by them. No, I don't. I just like that one. But that's not to say you wouldn't like other songs by them. So, anyways, here's Hands in Your Pockets by The Shacks. It's a very sensual song. I really enjoy it. Okay, goodbye. I felt the need to preface almost every song. I guess that means it's an important playlist that I made for you guys today. But I just really need to say, so this next song is called On Battleship Hill by PJ Harvey. PJ Harvey is my long-lost mother, my guardian angel, I don't know. She's bigger than life to me. Basically, she's my biggest inspiration. I couldn't say that, but she's one of my biggest inspirations. And this song isn't quite like her other songs. She makes a little bit like rock music, but but this is like a slower song about the history of England. Anyway, I just had to say, this is such a beautiful song. Please, like, open your ears to this. Okay, I'll stop talking.
Down Portobello Road to the sound of reggae. I'm alive. The age of gold, yes, the age of old. The age of gold, the age of music's past. Hear them talk as I walk, as I hear them talk. I hear they say, expect the final blast. Walk down Portobello Road to the sound of reggae.
I'm alive. I'm alive e vivo, muito vivo, vivo, vivo. Feel the sound of music banging in my belly, 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 belly. Know that one day I must die. I'm alive. And I know that one day I must die. I'm alive. Yes, I know that one day I must die. I'm alive. I'm alive e vivo, muito vivo, vivo, vivo. In the electric cinema or on the telly, 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 telly. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry. I'm alive. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry. I'm alive. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry. I'm alive. Make me cry. I'm alive. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry. I'm alive. Walk down Portobello Road to the sound of reggae. I'm alive. The age of gold, that's the age of old. The age of gold, the age of music's past. Hear them talk as I walk, as I hear them talk. I hear they say, expect the final blast. Walk down Portobello Road to the sound of reggae. I'm alive. I'm alive, vivo, muito vivo, vivo, vivo. Feel the sound of music banging in my belly, 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 belly. Know that one day I must die. I'm alive. Know that one day. I'm alive. Yes, I knew that one day I must die. I'm alive. I'm alive e vivo, muito vivo, vivo, vivo. In the electric cinema or on the telly, 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 telly. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry. I'm alive. 9 out of 10 film stars make me cry. I'm alive. Make me cry, I'm alive. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry, I'm alive. 9 out of 10 movie stars make me cry, I'm alive. 9 out of 10 film stars make me cry, I'm alive. What about now?
Hello everyone, that was 9 out of 10 by Caetano Veloso. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, and I'm very sorry if I'm not. He's incredible. Yeah, you guys should all listen to him. Last up, this may be the last song for my show. We have Pedestrian at Best by Courtney Barnett, who I actually also, I think I'm going to see live in January in Boston. So enjoy. Thank you for listening. Oh my god. Okay. Here's Pedestrian at Best.